Good evening. Tonight we have a special report into the ever-growing epidemic of procrastination. The LAZY strain of the virus has now affected millions of people across the world and threatens to bring down civilization as we know it. Our behavior correspondent Jeremy Diggles reports. Procrastination can have a devastating impact on people's lives and the lives of those closest to them. Here in the UK, it's now reported that one in two of us suffers from procrastination. In Bournemouth, Freddie Peterson is being tested for procrastination. His mother, Jenny, nervously awaits the doctor's diagnosis.
Mrs. Peterson, I'm afraid it's bad news.
No! No! You can't tell me this! Why? Why? He's only 10! He doesn't deserve this! He doesn't deserve this!
Freddie isn't the only one who suffers from this condition. Desmond Hardy has been a procrastinator for 17 years. In fact, Desmond's condition is so severe, he hasn't put the bins out in 17 years. We tried to talk to him in his flat in Southampton, but a pile of 1990s FHM magazines with some of the pages torn out stood in our way. Well, thank you for that, Jeremy. We now go live to Robert Hudson, who's outside Downing Street. Robert, when can we expect a statement from the Prime Minister?
Well, George, I'm afraid I've been told that the Prime Minister won't be available for comment tonight, as he's too busy watching piano-playing cats on YouTube.
Good Lord, you mean to say he has it too?
I'm afraid it seems that way, yes. And if our own Prime Minister is affected, what hope does that leave the rest of us?
George. Well, thank you for that, Robert. We'll be keeping you up to date on the Prime Minister's condition as soon as we have any updates. Now, although this epidemic may seem out of control, we may have just found the solution to our procrastination troubles. Ted Crumpet is our expert in procrastination, who might just have the answers we're looking for. Ted?
Well, I'm sorry, George. I'm not actually with the expert right now.
Well, where are you then?
I'm in my house playing Tetris.
Not you as well, Ted.
I'm afraid so, George. There's no hope for me. Just go on about me. And please, tell my wife I love her.
Well, I thought you could have told her that yourself.
I don't think I can. She's got Netflix now. I may never see her again.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are sad, sad times for us all. Breaking news, I've just heard our roving reporter Sean has caught up with Clive Rambo Smith. He's an expert in destroying procrastination by guerrilla warfare. Here's what he had to say.
There's only one way we're going to stop this epidemic. It's by destroying its source. And for all we know, it's the internet's fault. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Lolcats, eBay, and the porn. It needs to stop right now. So I am declaring war with the internet. You may take our lives, but you'll never take our productivity. Charge!
So we can't say we have any definite answers if you're suffering from the LAZY strain of procrastination. What we can do is recommend the advice we have to hand. Turn off your internet connections, write a to-do list, set yourself deadlines, and whatever you do, don't... Wait, there's no more script. Why? Wait, hang on. I wrote this. I must have procrastinated. No!